Snippets for May 2026 AFA. Disney reimagines animated hits in sign language. Disney is releasing new versions of musical sequences from Frozen 2, Encanto, and Moana 2 in an effort to better connect with the disability community. Read more. For kids with disabilities, early intervention boosts academics later. Accessing early intervention services like speech, occupational, physical, or behavioral therapy in the first years of life can lead to more than developmental gains, new research suggests. Read more. Ambulance service launches tools for nonverbal patients. An ambulance service is taking steps to improve emergency response for individuals who are nonverbal after struggling to communicate with a teen with autism who was involved in a car crash. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, USA. Read more. Safeguards for Medicaid home and community-based services put on hold. Federal officials are delaying enforcement of a new mandate aimed at helping people with disabilities experiencing issues accessing Medicaid home and community-based services, USA. Read more. Leveraging accessible digital health innovations to advance health equity for persons with disabilities. The International Disability Alliance and World Health Organization warmly invite you to join the webinar, Leveraging Accessible Digital Health Innovations to Advance Health Equity for Persons with Disabilities. Read more. Coalition maps out new route to independent living in England. A coalition of disabled people and allies who were fed up with years of failed attempts to produce change in social care have united around a new roadmap that lays out a path to a right to independent living in England. Read more. Waves of anger over punitive and discriminatory mobility changes. Hundreds of disabled people have expressed anger and alarm over multiple aspects of the punitive, discriminatory changes that are being introduced to the mobility scheme. UK, read more. Launch of Northern Network will allow young disabled people's voices to be heard on SEND reforms. A new regional movement, focused on dismantling the structures that feed segregated education, will launch at an event that will enable disabled people to have their voices heard on the government's controversial SEND reforms. UK, read more. New gene therapy enables children with a rare form of deafness to hear. The treatment, the first of its kind, was approved by the Food and Drug Administration on Thursday. "Our baby was born deaf and now he can hear," said one parent. Police worker wins disability harassment case. Avon and Somerset Police failed to make reasonable adjustments for a worker who was also subjected to disability harassment, a tribunal ruled. UK, read more. Durban University, South Africa hosts 2026 NSFAS Disability Roadshow. The financial aid unit at the Durban University of Technology in South Africa hosted the 2026 National Student Financial Aid Scheme Disability Roadshow at the Steve Biko campus in Durban on Friday, 17 April 2026, bringing together students for an informative engagement on funding support. Essay, read more. Art by adults with learning disabilities exhibited. Artwork produced by adults with learning disabilities is on display in Hull, UK. The charity Case Training Services has teamed up with the city's Streetlife Museum to host the work. Read more. The German who recovered from a stroke to seal Olympic first. For rower Catherine Marchand, a stroke at 30 changed her life. Now she's done something no other Olympian has achieved. Read more. Brazilian para-swimmer Gabriel Araujo wins 2026 Laureus Award. Brazilian para-swimmer Gabriel Araujo won the Laureus World Sportsperson of the Year with a Disability Award for his outstanding 2025 season, which included a hat-trick of golds at the World Para-Swimming Championships in Singapore. Read more. Tashkent to host 2027 World Para-Athletics Championships. Tashkent has been confirmed as the host city for the 2027 World Para-Athletics Championships, marking the first time the prestigious event will be staged in Uzbekistan and Central Asia. Read more. This parrot has no beak, but is at the top of the pecking order. Bruce, a disabled Kia parrot, is missing his top beak. The bird uses tools to keep himself healthy and developed a jousting technique that has made him the alpha male of his group.